Welcome to the Daily Path Podcast, where it's all about building an authentic life and business. I'm your host, Joe Winters Jr., and now for today's message. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Daily Path Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Winters Jr., and today's topic is a divided mind will lose. So as human beings, we find ourselves in situations repeatedly where we have to make decisions. There's only so much time, energy, and effort that you and I could put into life on a daily basis. We all have one body, 24 hours in a day, and a finite amount of energy. So with everyone having one body, 24 hours in a day, and a finite amount of energy, what separates those who are achieving their goals from those who aren't? It's not that those who are achieving their goals have more time than others, and it's not that those who aren't achieving their goals have less time than others. But unfortunately, a lot of people experience this divided mind idea where they walk around day to day, constantly divided in their mind about their commitments of time, energy, and money. Where am I going to put my time? Where am I going to put my money? Where am I going to put my energy? This is like deciding to invest your time, energy, and money into getting in shape this year. But within a week, you're spending your time, energy, and money not getting in shape. If you don't want to get in shape, that's fine. However, if you want to get in shape, you must commit to getting in shape and not let your feelings stop you. You can't be divided between getting in shape one day and not getting in shape the next day. Then to take it a step further, you have to decide what game plan to use for achieving your goals and commit to that plan without switching things up every other day because you aren't seeing results quick enough. This is something that I see startup entrepreneurs struggle with all the time. Because there is a desire to have more than one stream of income, most will make the mistake of trying to build different things at one time, which causes them to get distracted and spread thin instead of committing to one thing they could be great at now and build on later. And I'm, you know, no exception. This is something that I struggled with as well at the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey, trying to build, you know, more than one business at one time. And I did not see the results that I wanted. My focus was not concentrated on one thing that I could be great at, which brings me to the principle of the day. A divided mind will lose. Where in your life and business are you constantly divided about your commitments and what to do next? Here are three things that I've learned that helps me beat having a divided mind. The first thing is accepting that I have my entire life to do all the things that I want to do. Here's what I mean. One of my desires is to provide thousands of full ride scholarships to kids in need that want to go to college. While I'm not at the level in business to feel comfortable doing that yet, it doesn't mean that it won't happen in the future. So instead of me making irrational decisions in the present about something I will be in the position to do later, I get to focus on being great at what I'm doing now, so I'm in the position to do it later and to do it exceptionally well, right? Which brings me to my next lesson. Number two, keeping the main thing in whatever season I'm in. In my professional life, the main thing in this season is continuing to build a business that helps high-ticket coaches and consultants add six-plus figures in sales to their business by launching a podcast show. So the decisions that I make about how to invest my time, energy, and money in business have everything to do with that and nothing else. I'm not interested in cryptocurrency. I'm not interested in getting paid by Instagram to do reels. I'm not interested in brands paying me to stick ads in my podcast show. My sole focus right now is to help high-ticket coaches and consultants sell their services by launching their own podcast show. And this is something I recommend you getting crystal clear on right now. What is the main thing in your professional life right now? Whatever you decide, only invest your time, energy, and money into skills and things you need to be great at your main thing. Which brings me to my third lesson, my final lesson that I want to share with you today. Remove people who seem to fuel the season you're no longer in or wanting to leave. Change is already hard, but it's damn near impossible when you have people in your corner rooting for you to stay the same. And, you know, you can have a transparent conversation with every person who seems to be, you know, rooting for you to stay the same, in hopes that each person will, you know, respect your wishes and desires to change. But in my experience, when you do this, a percentage of those individuals will be understanding and a percentage of those individuals won't. Now, hopefully for you, everybody's understanding. Okay. But for me, that wasn't the case. And I had to resolve that the season I was entering was a season that some people could no longer be with me in. And if there are people in your life that are not willing to accept the changes you desire for your life, and they're not willing to accept the life you are pursuing and wanting to build, it's always a problem with them. There is always some attempt to remind you of who you used to be. There is always some attempt to, you know, hold you as a prisoner to your past. Then perhaps this is the season where you leave them where they are. I hope you take something you learned today and implement it into your daily path. Until next time, have a blessed day. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Daily Path Podcast. If you would like to launch your own podcast show to expand your reach, grow your network, and sign more premium clients for your business, visit dailypathacademy.com to learn how we can help you launch an impactful podcast that changes lives around the world and acquires high-ticket clients for your business. That's dailypathacademy.com.